Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. An investigation is underway after a surfer was bitten by a shark near Exmouth. It happened around 12:30 Saturday afternoon, with the man presenting to hospital for treatment a short time later. Those in the Bomi surfing spot area are advised to take additional caution. A much-needed boost to homelessness services across WA. The state government announcing more than $92 million towards a continuation and expansion of services, including housing first support services in Geraldton. Sophie Moore from the St. Patrick's Community Support Centre says it comes at a critical time.
It is pretty much the worst that we've seen it. It's difficult to quantify because, of course, there's different trends over the years, but in terms of increase in new people experiencing homelessness, people who are working families, we've had an increase across all areas in that regard.
Cattle and sheep producers impacted by the dry season are being urged to monitor herds and plan ahead to ensure the welfare of their animals. That's some of the latest advice from the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, who have made tools to help get through the current situation. DPIRD's Dr. Danny Roberts says it's available through the 2024 seasonal information website,
which contains information for cattle and sheep. And on that is a lot of different topics. One of the things for cattle producers now is we've provided information on how to better feed budget to ensure that the animals are getting the right amount of energy.
A big change is coming to Geraldton, the city announcing their highest value of development applications in a decade. Applications over the past year alone totaling an impressive $144 million. In sport, the Geraldton Buccaneers continue their winning streak, the side defeating Lakeside Lightning 89-70 on Saturday night. Nicholas DeSantis a standout, leading with 24 points and 8 assists. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.